Well, it's like to have guests from the official opposition to the NDP to join us here, the Trending 55 Hossie. We're joined on the line right now by Najwan Al-Junaid, the NDP critic for Electricity, Renewables, and Electricity, and also the MLA for Calgary Glenmore. I guess, first of all, Najwan, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, main thing I wanted to talk about today is we saw back a few months ago that the province came out with their moratorium, if you will, that they announced on the renewables projects that seemed to kind of surprise quite a number of people. And I guess since that was first announced, what kind of sort of happened on that front since then?
Oh, a lot has happened since then. So recently, the Alberta NDP obtained documents that include a memo sent from the Alberta Utilities Commission to Minister Neudorf that they were directed to create draft terms of reference for an AUC inquiry. And this memo happens to be a month after the election on a topic that was never discussed during the election. So that's for starters. The second memo we found is a memo from the minister to the AUC asking for a list of renewable energy projects in Alberta. This was dated a week after this renewables ban in Alberta. So here we are, we have documents that show that this moratorium or ban happened without real consultation with municipalities, without consultation with the industry, or even Indigenous communities who might be impacted by this. And we're seeing the government asking for more information on the projects after the fact. So this is concerning, and it was just an abrupt decision that I think will have long-term impacts on Alberta's reputation as an investment destination and jobs. We know 24,000 jobs are at risk and $33 billion as well.
And I know when talking with several UCP government ministers, you know, a lot of them have mentioned about, okay, they want to get more jobs and investment for the province. But with this sort of moratorium going on right now, how much is that sort of being affected right now?
So all the studies that we've seen from credible sources show that the potential impact is $33 billion worth of investments and 24,000 jobs. Look, and I want to emphasize, governments should always improve regulation. That's their job. And, you know, consult and talk with the industry. But to do it in this abrupt manner is a risk to our reputation as a province. It's a risk to jobs. These are good jobs. They have an impact on rural communities. We know many landowners as well have direct leases with renewable energy companies. It's an income besides the crops income. And I just want to emphasize as well, like, these agreements happen with the agreement of the landowner. Renewable energy companies cannot put even a nail on someone's land without an agreement of the property owner and the landowner. So you can always improve regulations. You just don't need to shut down the industry in this abrupt and long way.
And you mentioned, you know, with some of the projects in renewables, you know, things like wind power, solar power, which I know is one that has sort of gained a little bit of traction up in our region. You know, a lot of this does happen in rural areas and also First Nation communities, like you mentioned. Like, how much are sort of people in rural areas that kind of want to get involved in some of this? How much is that being affected by the fact that they can't exactly do that right now?
Honestly, we're not too sure what is the true impact yet. We know that the $33 billion worth of investment just because of the projects that were in queue, 118 projects were impacted by this abrupt decision. And again, companies were calling me, like, just wondering, like, have you heard of a moratorium? Which just tells me they were never consulted in this decision. So we know it's 118 projects as per the list on the website of the AUC. It is also based on the assessments of their investment of $33 billion and 24,000 jobs. And let's not forget, many of these companies plan in advance, so we already missed the season for this summer. So companies that, like, it's, you're two seasons ahead usually when you plan these projects. So we don't know what's going to happen in the next season, in the next summer, as these projects get approved. So this 7-month ban basically will impact other seasons in the future. So it's hard to assess the impact plus the reputational impact, unfortunately, Kyle.
And I know all around this topic, I know you've the NDP has tabled a motion in the legislature around around some of this stuff. I want you to tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, for sure. So I tabled a motion on my second week at the legislature. And basically, it is to keep Alberta open for business while governments conduct regulatory changes. Again, I want to emphasize governments should always improve and even change regulations as appropriate. But they need to do this in consultation. They need to apply best practices. They need to talk to municipalities. They need to talk to the stakeholders, renewable energy companies, and incumbents, and Indigenous communities to apply the best practices and keep the business, keep the province open for business. So that was the motion, and I tabled it, and we had a debate. We discussed the impacts on the rural communities. We discussed the impact on Indigenous businesses that were benefiting from these projects. And we discussed the potential solutions as well for this sector to continue thriving. This is a sector that has attracted over $5 billion of its investments in Alberta since 2019. We have 75% of renewable energy projects in the whole country right here in Alberta. This is something to celebrate. We are the envy of other jurisdictions. So my question really is, why would a government that claims to be pro-business meddle in the market and push this heavy-handed intervention in our province?
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we also have to throw in a little personal question to kind of show that these politicians are people too. Now, when it comes to you, Najwan, we know that, of course, we're coming up on wintertime right now. Temperature's getting cooler, a little more snow on the ground in some areas. Some people usually have different activities they like to do to get through the wintertime. What about with you? What's some of your go-to winter activities?
Oh, that's a nice question. Thank you. So I like to go snowshoeing with my kids. They're still little, so, you know, they're 3 and 6. So it's a way to get them outside to move and, you know, and for all of us to spend time together and have family activities. So snowshoeing, just playing in the parks. We have many beautiful mountains as well. So, yeah.
We're certainly hope to get some time to do that soon here. Najwan Eljanay, the NDP Critic for Utilities of the MLA for Calgary Glenmore. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. Have a good one.